hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Walsh sent you.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Liuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Not only is Steve Sisolak dogged by scandal, he's soft on crime. Under Sisolak, Nevada's going to the dogs. Reduced sentences for drug traffickers and violent offenders. Failed to fund law enforcement and blames police for a spike in crime. After his anti-police policies, no wonder cops are leaving in packs. Steve Sisolak is barking mad. Paid for by the Nevada Republican Party. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.nevadagop.org.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18, will join us. We are 21 days away from Election Day. Saturday is the start of early voting. I have not had anybody canvassing my neighborhood or my house yet, but I moved, so they may be going to the old house. I don't know. Gentleman Jim Dallas, you had any visitors? You had anybody come by knocking on your door?
Yeah, there was a gentleman that came by just a few days ago and was asking me if what I thought about Mark Robertson.
In CD1.
Right, because I live in District 1, and I said, oh, yeah, I like him, because he was prepared to ask me a series of three questions to set me up. And I said, well, just cut to the chase, because I got to go to work. And
they love hearing that.
Yeah, they said, oh, okay. So, boom. And I also got a text a little while ago from a PAC, the American Majority Action PAC, and asking if I was going to support Adam Laxalt. And I texted them back and said yes to that. And they, too, asked me if I was going to vote for Mark Robertson. So they're doing a lot of canvassing out there, and just want to let them know they have my support.
There you go. Well, trust me, I don't think they're done with you. I mean, we've still got, 21 days until Election Day. Folks are going to be out knocking on doors. You're going to have union members, all kinds of folks. They're going to be coming by your house. The good thing is to vote early, and then they'll stop coming to your house and calling your home for, any sort of polling. You'll be off the grid. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Scott Hammond joins us, State Senator, District 18 on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Once I rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless, and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden came out firmly for abortion on demand today.
The only sure way to stop these extremist laws that are put in jeopardy women's health and rights is for Congress to pass a law. And I've said before, the court got Roe right nearly 50 years ago, and I believe Congress should codify Roe once and for all.
That got a strong reaction from the National Right to Life Committee, whose president, Carol Tobias, says the president's speech was full of misinformation. She says polls repeatedly show most Americans oppose abortion on demand, even late in pregnancy. President Biden wants to increase oil supplies ahead of the November midterm elections. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president is set to talk about energy and gas prices on Wednesday, with some media reporting that the administration is moving toward an additional release of 10 to 15 million barrels of oil from the U.S. Strategic Reserve. With gas prices inching higher again, the White House is looking to increase oil supplies before the election, despite Mr. Biden's 2019 campaign pledge to end fossil fuels. Greg Clugston, Washington.
An Iranian competitive climber has left South Korea after competing at an event in which she climbed without her nation's mandatory headscarf covering. Farsi language media outside of Iran have warned that she may have been forced to leave early by Iranian officials and could face arrest back home. The decision by climber Elnaz Rakabi comes as protests sparked by the September death of a 22-year-old woman detained by the country's morality police have entered a fifth week. Iran's embassy in Seoul denied, quote, all the fake false news and information about Rakabi. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 337 points today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The fact of pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine. He sent me to.
Catherine Cortez Masto's been caught in lie after lie, blanketing our state with ads even the liberal mainstream media calls false and misleading. I'm Adam Laxalt. Catherine Cortez Masto's claims about me just don't hold up. I've never been a lobbyist in my life, and I was the first attorney general to take on Big Pharma, hold them accountable for the opioid crisis, and win. Catherine Cortez Masto is running on lies because her record is nothing but failure. She votes with Joe Biden almost 100% of the time. And the result? Higher prices, higher crime, open borders. I fought for America and Iraq. I fought for Nevada as Attorney General. Now I'm fighting for my family and yours. We have to save America from Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Catherine Cortez Masto. I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
It's 2:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Clark County District Attorney Steve Wolfson said that he is considering the death penalty for a man accused of fatally shooting a police officer. 24-year-old Tyson Hampton faces 28 charges, including murder, attempted murder, assault with a deadly weapon, battery resulting in substantial bodily harm, discharging a firearm in a vehicle, battery resulting in domestic violence, and 18 counts of discharging a firearm within a vehicle. Hampton is accused of fatally shooting Officer Tron Tai on Thursday after Hampton's wife called the police to report her husband was beating her. Body camera footage released on Monday showed Ty approached Hampton while he was sitting in a blue car near South University Center Drive and East Flamingo Road. Ty asked the man a few questions, which Hampton refused to answer, before Hampton turned to his passenger seat and grabbed an AK-47 pistol. He drove away slowly, and police said he fired 18 rounds with that weapon, striking Ty, a Metro vehicle, his mother-in-law, and her vehicle. Hampton appeared in court today in a brief hearing. Dozens of police officers from across the valley stared down the man while he stood silently.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
A lot of congestion on the Southern Beltway right now. 215 westbound at the 15 interchange. Only one lane is available as you transition to 15 north. And that earlier pedestrian incident on Interstate 15 southbound at Flamingo has been cleared.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Hour number three of Live and Local. We are 21 days away from Election Day. Saturday is the start of early voting. Many of you will be getting mail-in ballots at your home over the course of the next week. We'll be talking about that. Joining us now, a guy that is not running for re-election. He is Scott Hammond. He is State Senator, Nevada District 18. Scott, how you been, my friend?
I've been great. Thanks a lot for having me on the program again. It's always good talking to you, Kevin.
It's always good to have you on. Give me kind of your gut feeling of what's going on out there. We are now 3 weeks exactly to the day of the election. What do you see in your crystal ball?
So I tell you, I'm looking at everything that both sides are trying to get voters to understand. I think that what you're hearing from the Democrats is, abortion, right? They want to talk about what we could do, how we could take that away. I really don't think at this point that particular argument is gaining any more traction. You know, it's going to definitely motivate those who probably would have come out and voted for Democrats in the first place. And perhaps the strategy was to make sure that they didn't have something that occurred like back in 2014. Where they didn't, couldn't motivate their base. So maybe that's just to motivate their base. And then on our side, there's a couple of, issues. I've brought up the testing laboratories and North Shore testing laboratories in Illinois and talked about the governor on that. I don't think that, and I don't think I brought it up in order to gain traction, political traction, because I don't think it does. I think what it does for me is it for me, it's about being a legislator, and that's my job is, the oversight that comes along with it. I mean, my oversight is over the executive branch. We have to, we have oversight over them, and they have oversight over us and the judicial branch. I mean, that's the whole way the system was supposed to be put together. And so I know that there's been other legislators who have brought up the point. I don't think it's gaining much traction with the voters. What is gaining traction with the voters is the economy. It's how much you're paying at the pump. How much less money or how much less your money goes when it comes to buying items, buying groceries, paying rent. I mean, there's a lot of things that you can look at and go, You know, everything's more expensive than it was 2 years ago, more expensive than it was a year ago. Inflation is out of control. When we're, 8.3 nationwide and closer to 10%, I think, here in the state of Nevada. You know, that's what's resonating with voters. That's what's motivating voters. And I think that that is what's causing a particular surge among Republican candidates. You're seeing it in polling across, I think, across the board. When you're talking about, statewide elections, U.S. Senate, U.S. House of Representatives. When you're talking about governor, lieutenant governor, all those executive branch offices, you're seeing the Republicans are pulling ahead. And I think it's because of the increase in crime. You're seeing the increase in inflation. You're seeing all those items. That's what I'm seeing here as we begin early voting on Saturday.
And by the way, today, the Nevada Police Union, the NPU, announced that its members, not the leadership, but the members, voted no confidence in Governor Steve Sisolak over his handling of crime and critical shortages, turnover rates of state police. It's happened on Steve Sisolak's watch. Are you surprised at the no confidence vote?
No, not surprised at that. Not really that surprised at the teachers union either when they decided they weren't going to go with anybody, but then turned around and talked about why they had no confidence in Steve Sisolak. A lot of these things aren't surprising me, but they're piling up. You've got, all these entities that are saying we just don't have confidence in them, and then you've got a lot of other entities saying, hey, we're going to go with Joe Lombardo. And it's proving to be not a good couple of last weeks for the current governor.
I'm dying to know this because I don't know that we've ever really talked about, but polling. The polling seems to indicate that there is a swing towards the Republicans in our state. And I guess my question is, do you buy into the polling or are you a skeptic?
I'm always a skeptic when it comes to the polling, and only because, I think you can get polling to say what you want it to say, depending on the questions you ask, who you ask. And so that, to me, I always have to look at the polling to find out who's asking, who did they ask, how many, what's the sample size, what the questions, how the questions were laid out, the sequence of the questioning, so all that stuff. What I always base it on is, my own personal sort of informal polling. When I go to a door, I kind of hear what people are saying at the door. I, of course, in order to get a good sample size, I've got to go out there and knock a lot of doors, which I have with a lot of different candidates, three different candidates, at least down here, four different candidates down here. And so when walking out there with them, you get a better sense. And that's why I, in the last couple of weeks, you can feel the surge, you can hear the surge, it's real. And really, I didn't see anything different. I think I've said this before on the show. If you look at polling across the 100 polls that they do a month nationwide, and you look at the median of all these to kind of figure out where everybody is, and you look at the favorable and unfavorable, the Democrats have been polling negative 15 for many, many months since February. That really dipped low back in July, when people were probably out, vacationing and realizing how much money it cost to put in there. Gas in their car. And so it dipped. It was even lower. But then it went back, up to about negative 15 again in September. And so what I glean from that is, it's been here the whole time. There's just, I think, this view that the economy is going in the wrong direction and the persons that are behind the mechanisms to change how the economy goes, they just don't have that trust in them and no confidence in them, really. And so that's kind of what I'm seeing right now. So, no, the polling, I don't subscribe to it as much. I get an idea of where people are, what the polling is saying, and it helps us to kind of figure out where not only some people are or maybe folks that are, helping out. But for me, it's really about going out and knocking on doors and hearing from people in neighborhoods here in Nevada on what they believe or where they believe we are going.
Are you hearing much from white suburban women relative to abortion? Is that their number one issue, or is it still the economy, stupid?
So no, they bring it up. Yes, definitely. It's something on their mind. And I think this is what's vexing, I think, and troublesome, I think, for somebody like an Adam Laxalt, where, I'm sitting here telling people, the issue of abortion is pretty much settled here in the state of Nevada. You know, we codified it. We put it in there back in 1990. There's nothing that legislators can do. It has to go to a vote of the people. And then he's got to turn around and explain to people why Lindsey Graham has put a, you know, a bill together at the national level saying that we're going to, you know, completely get rid of it. Personally, I like the fact that they've sent it to the states and said this is a state's issue. And it should be, right? It should reflect the interests, the character, the personality of every state. And I like that. I think that it's really important that we have that. And so I really think that that's really – so a lot of times at the door – we have these conversations. If somebody is very much under the impression that we have to have choice, great, we have that really quick conversation, but then we move on to other things that they are worried about, and probably these other things are more important to them because it has more of a impact on their day-to-day life. And that seems to be what we hear at the door, especially from suburban women out there. They are concerned about the choice and the abortion issue, but you know, again, paramount to that is how do you feed your family every day? How do you get to your job every day? Do you have a job? Are you safe in your areas? Are you safe getting to your job? I mean, that's really paramount.
Do you worry about an October surprise, something that will come from out of the blue that could change the entire dynamic of this election?
It's a great question. I don't know if I worry about it. I mean, is it going to come? Yeah, there's always an October surprise, right? But this is the first time I started worrying about it. Thanks a lot, Kevin.
Sorry about that. Didn't mean to cause you to lose any sleep over this, but it's only like the future of the world is at stake. You are not running for election. You're not going to be on the ballot, but you're helping a couple of three or four really good candidates get across the finish line, especially in the state Senate. Can you talk a little bit about what you're doing and the work you've been doing, going door to door, knocking on doors, things like that?
Yeah, so I mean, there's lots of different ways that we the folks who are sort of in the midterm can help out. I see my role now, you know, it's one of the guys who've been here for a while now, as somebody who not only tries to mentor them and explain the process. It can be grueling, right? An election cycle can be very, very grueling. And first of all, it can really play on you because one minute you're feeling great and then, you know, 24 hours later, you feel horrible about, you know, your situation. And so you got to manage those expectations. And so a lot of what I do with the candidates down here is kind of explaining what's going on. You know, why are you feeling this way, perhaps? Why is it that, you know, maybe somebody endorsed or didn't endorse? You know, who's calling you, who's not calling you? You know, how much, you know, going over your strategy. I mean, just really talking through everything and allowing them to call me at any time, you know, to make sure that they know that, you know, they have somebody that's already been through it, gone through it, and knows what's going on and can interpret things to them so that they, you know, feel, I mean, I'm always trying to make them feel confident, right? Secondly, I'm always trying to help them. It takes money to run an election, and so I'm always trying to find ways to find them some dollars to run their campaign, to run their cycle. And so that's another thing that I do. I talk to other folks on their behalf, and then I go out knocking on doors with them. I'm with them to see how they're doing it, to even show them how I do it, how I talk to people. I think that's the most important thing. You don't get that in a lot of other states, Kevin. Yet, you know, in some states you really don't even get a chance to meet people. And so here we have that opportunity to go door to door. And people open their doors, they'll talk to us. They absolutely want to hear from their candidates. They want to ask questions. So I do a lot of that, right? And then, you know, whatever else is necessary, help them set up events, you know, talk to vendors, anybody that can help them get a mailer ready and things like that.
Who are you working for now?
There's four candidates down here. There's five, right? There's Jeff Stone, who is in, I think it's Senate District 20. I think he's going to win. I mean, he's a great candidate. Matter of fact, we picked some really good candidates. I'm hearing this from a lot of other people. We've got candidates who are ready to go out there and really contribute during the next legislative session. But Jeff Stone in 20, he's going to win. You've got Tina Larson. She's in a tougher area. The registration disadvantage is higher than most of the other ones. But I tell you what, she is a great candidate. If there's a wave of some sort, I hope that carries her in, because I think she'd be a tremendous legislator. Her and her husband, who owns several restaurants, have other businesses, and just been great in our community ever since they've gotten here. And they really have a great plan, and I hope that she does get through. Our three main ones that we're looking at, because we believe we have a shot at these three. The registration advantage is the point where we think we can win, and that's 12, 8, and 9. That's Sherilyn Arrington in 12, Joey Palos in 8, and Tina Brown in 9. Just people who are working hard. I mean, I can't tell you the number of doors I've walked with Joey and Tina, just out there knocking all the time since July. You know, when people have a good suntan going on and they got holes in their shoes and they seem to be losing a little bit of weight, you know they've been working.
That's amazing. So the candidates are, and by the way, Tina Larson, I think we had her on the show maybe a week ago, 2 weeks ago. Very impressive candidate. Very impressive.
Yeah, she is. I love it because when we go out, she says, you know, people just like to talk to you. And I go, yeah, because I've been doing this a long time. I love a door approach, and I get to talk to people. So she's gotten in the habit of, if we're out walking and there's like four or five of us together, if for some reason Tina says, if I don't see you in a few, like a minute or two, I know you're at a door. So she comes back to find out what door I'm at, and then she'll, you know, start to put herself into the conversation, and then seamless, right? All of a sudden she's talking to the person, which is great. It's her constituent. And so all of a sudden she's talking to him, and she does such a great job with that person. She really understands how to talk to somebody one-on-one, small groups. I mean, she is somebody that people can relate to. I mean, she's a mother. She's a businesswoman. She's a lifelong Nevadan. She's had her kids in schools. I mean, she can relate to a lot of people. And so it's easy for her to have a really great conversation. And I think that tells me a lot. When people struggle, you know that they have to learn that skill. With her, she just knows it, and she's able to talk to people so easily.
And who else are you working for?
Joey Palos over an 8.
Okay.
And then Sherilyn Arrington, and then 12. And we're days away from early voting. It's amazing.
It really is. If folks want to help you out, I'm down to our final minute. I always want to give you an opportunity to let my listeners help you help these candidates. How can they do it? What is it you still need at this late date?
Yeah, we always need somebody to go out walking. We need somebody to help us get out the vote. So now that we have identified voters who are definitely going to vote for our candidates, we need to make sure that those folks get to the polls. We may need help making phone calls, reminding people to send their ballots in or make it to the early voting places. I think we also will help people if they need rides. So we need volunteers to do all these kinds of things. And they can get a hold of me. My phone number is easy. It's 702-523-9055. And then, of course, you can always email me, drop me an email, Hammond, H-A-M-M-O-N-D, Hammond 4, the number 4, Nevada at gmail.com. Get a hold of me.
It sounds great. Scott, we will be talking about the first week of early voting and the first weekend of early voting coming up next week. I can't wait. People are just chomping at the bit to get out and cast their ballot. Is there a recommendation from you as to whether people should mail in, early vote, or vote on election day? Is there something that is strategically better for Republicans?
Look, I know how people feel. The game is the game, right? Here are the rules. Early voting, people are allowed to do that. Mail-in ballots, I get it in. Mail it in. Show up to the polling places. The faster we identify folks, then we can go back to the other folks and get them we can concentrate on making sure everybody gets to the polls. So my recommendation is get it in, just make sure you're tracking it. Make sure that, that you're the one who sent it in, and it's you. If they're having trouble making sure it's you, make sure you're following up with that and cure that vote to make sure that your vote is secured and counted. But there's ways to do that too, and I'll start putting that on my website as well.
Scott, always good. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. We'll talk again next week.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. Talk to you later.
There you go. Scott Hammond, state senator, Nevada District 18. He's a state senator, but he's not running in this election, so that's a good thing. He gets to help others.